Letter to the Honorable Donald J. Trump, The White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. Dated February 21st, 2020. Regarding James Timothy Turner, Clemency Case File Number C-284847. Dear President Trump, I am a friend of James Timothy Turner of Alabama, who is a political prisoner of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and others. Tim has been their prisoner for over 7 years and currently held at the Federal Correctional Institution at Oakdale, Louisiana, for alleged IRS crimes. He was actually prosecuted for crimes he wasn't even charged with, bearing witness to the fact that he is indeed a political prisoner of the Obama administration and their personal concerns. If he did not violate what they claim, the maximum sentence should have been 5 years. They gave him 18 years, which amounts to a life sentence. I've written to you 3 times on my friend's behalf since 2017, and also sent you a book I wrote about the injustice perpetrated on my friend. In recounting the recent injustice perpetrated by the Justice Department on Roger Stone, the SWAT team terrorism referred to as an arrest before the break of dawn, which just so happened to be reported by CNN, who just so happened to be in the neighborhood at that hour, to the bias of an Obama judge who also put Paul Manafort in solitary confinement for a nonviolent crime, threw out a wrongful death lawsuit from the families of Benghazi victims, protecting Obama and Hillary, to the jury forum woman who was a former Democrat congressional candidate that lied under oath and did not disclose her bias against you prior to the trial, and of which most likely would have prevented his exoneration, to the 78-page report pertaining to former FBI Director James Comey, referencing the quote, "Kill! Go get 'em!" referring to you, President Trump. It is obvious that the United States has a two-tier justice system, and what has been done to your longtime friend, Roger Stone, is what they did to my dear friend, James Timothy Turner. What has been done to James Timothy Turner is a classic case of the Obama administration working in concerted effort to jail political opponents. Mr. Turner was viewed as a threat by the deep state while teaching the American people about the Constitution of the United States and biblical principles. He also taught about the crime that has been perpetrated through the years in the swamp while leading the American people back to the original republic that our founding fathers provided as our heritage. The Obama IRS was only one of the federal law enforcement agencies misused and even weaponized against the American people by Mr. Obama's administration. The Justice Department and the FBI were used as law enforcement in this dictatorship, along with Mrs. Clinton, in their effort to try to silence Mr. Turner and jail him in what Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch refers to as opposition to the dictator. President Trump, I have a significant story to tell about what these swamp monsters have done in their effort to destroy America and have substantial evidence along with important connections. The judge who tried the case in Montgomery, Alabama, sealed the court file so no one is able to look inside. They did things to Tim Turner that would shock the conscience of those that have one. This is the same U.S. federal district judge who ordered the removal of the 2.6-ton granite monument of the Ten Commandments from the Alabama State Judicial Building in 2003. When Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore refused to obey the order, it resulted in his suspension. I can tell you about Fogbo, Mr. Obama's team of about 100 attorneys and journalists, who are also staff members of the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, and Anti-Defamation League, ADL, and substantially rewarded by George Soros as they networked with direct court access, gave orders to law enforcement agencies, and right propaganda in mainstream news media while labeling the American people as enemies of America. I am the author of 3 books. The second and third pertain to the unlawful detainment and imprisonment of Mr. Turner. When at your campaign rally at Green Bay, Wisconsin, in July 2016, my husband David and I passed along our first book to a leader in the Republican Party who promised to get it to your body people. The book is entitled Re-Inhabited, Republic for the United States of America, Volume 1, America's Truthful History. We believe that you are Almighty God's man of the hour and support you with all of our hearts. We believe that we have been at a critical juncture in all of time where not only America is at stake, but life itself. We know what these Luciferians are doing with our children and what they hope to accomplish with the rest of us through Agenda 21, now Agenda 30. I know you are a very busy man and that your time and energy must be focused to the extreme. James Timothy Turner is also a very valuable man, a man of integrity, and I believe that he could be of much assistance to you and to America. He has a brilliant mind and is more than willing to work with you and others to restore the American Republic. His clemency case is in pending status and on your desk waiting for approval. Thank you, President Trump, for your consideration in this regard. Thank you for standing up for God and country. We extend our utmost thanks to your wife, Melania, and to your family for supporting you and standing with us in the cause of America. God bless you and all that you love. Most sincerely, Gene Hertler, author, one of We the People.